I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? What's cracking? What's shaking? What's happening?
I thought you were about to say what's popping, but
nah, I could have. What's popping?
Is Han Milwaukee shit? I know that's where I know it from, but I don't know if that
came. I feel like Han is some South shit. Like Atlanta probably claimed Han.
I guess that makes sense.
Or like Memphis, Mississippi. Somewhere in the South.
Maybe Memphis. I could see Memphis.
Somewhere in the South for sure. So if y'all know where it came from, claim that motherfucker. You know, tell us in the comments. Like we started that shit. But no, what's good? What's cracking? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? The bros are back.
Yeah.
It is me, your guy, Chill Out P. And I got my guy, my brother, my friend, the homie, Mister. You gonna say your name?
My bad. I didn't know. My bad. Mr. Qualified. My bad. Mr. Qualified, you feel me? It's your boy. What's popping, man?
What's good, buddy? How you feeling this week?
Good, bro. Good, bro. Feeling things are in motion, so things are good.
For sure. I feel that. Yeah, man. It's Tuesday. Not too bad of a start to the week. You know, paid some bills, took care of some shit this week. Right. Fighting this little cold shit, but you know, we getting through the week. I'm cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are back with another double feature for y'all. We got two albums to review. We got your boy Friday. The name of his album is
Friday.
Then we got Leon with Electric
Dusk.
There we go. Electric Dusk. So both of those albums we will be looking at today.
Yeah.
First up, we got Friday.
Yeah, let's get through it, man. I mean,
damn, you said that like it's kind of disappointing.
It's not disappointing because it's his first project and my time first really listening to him, but I don't know. It just wasn't what I was expecting, I guess, even though I didn't know what to expect. But I will say the first track I did like, though. I liked it. I didn't realize that would be the tone of the album, damn near. But I think choir sound very well when mixed with hip hop elements. So I enjoyed it. Really good.
I liked it as an intro track for sure. Like I feel like intro tracks are usually big, or they should be big. It's cool to have a slow intro track or like some easy shit. But I like a big intro. I like to introduce, because we don't know who Friday is besides God Did For Real.
Yeah.
And like that Chris Brown song he has also. And maybe a few other. Few other features that he has.
Yeah.
But we don't really know who he is. So just stepping in with the choir and all the elements that he was giving us in the first song, it's like, oh, like, all right, church kid. Cool. But yeah, like you said, I wasn't expecting him to get that feel throughout the whole album.
Yeah. Because the second song, Done For Me, I was surprised to get like the Afrobeat vibe or Caribbean vibe, even, if you will. Mm. Did not realize that he was Haitian until I was like researching them as I was listening to the album. It's a decent song, though. I would say I was 50-50 on whether I was going to save it or not. Did not save it after the first listen. Second listen didn't really convince me either, but not a terrible song.
Yeah, I like the feature.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Adekunle Gold.
There we go. Adekunle. Yeah. See, I fuck with the feature. I like him as an artist, but yeah, this song wasn't it for me. Track three, Stand By Me, is one of the singles off the album, yeah. It looks like. This was cool.
It was cool. I didn't save it. It was cool. Yeah. It just gave me the same feeling as the second track, essentially.
A lot of these tracks give me the same feelings. And that was honestly a problem for me. Like,
yeah.
I wish I would have knew who he was before the album. Like, damn, bro, you could have gave us a mixtape. You know, like, honestly, before this album, but I understand the push. Like he's cooking right now. So it's like, man, we gotta throw some fries in that motherfucker. You gotta keep this shit going. Like shit. So I feel it, but it's like I don't know how. So I've been seeing different reactions to this album. A lot of people really fuck with the soulfulness and the R&B elements, you know, connected back to the gospel roots of this music that he is making. I understand that. When I listen to R&B, I'm listening for rhythm and blues. I'm listening for sex and soul. I'm not really listening for God and gospel and R&B. But I understand people that, you know, mix in both. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't too much sex in this album. And I was looking for, like, you know, sex, party vibes, like R&B. Like, tell me something besides just your life story. And I feel like this was more so a life story. I'm gonna make you feel my pain type shit.
Yeah, no, facts. And I was not as surprised by how gospel heavy it was when I was like reading the bio and it said he basically grew up in the church. And even on God Did, it kind of makes sense. And you can tell that like he sings in the church or came from singing in the church.
Yeah.
So I guess that aspect didn't surprise me, but I do agree with the idea that like, I did expect more R&B. I expected to be more sultriness, if you will. Did not get that. It don't even feel like a secular album. Not that all R&B has to be secular, but however, for the context of this conversation, it might as well be a gospel album.
It's God and Blues.
God and Blues is crazy, but very accurate. That's exactly what this is. I will say though, Heart on the Line probably was the closest to R&B we was gonna get. And it was a save for me.
Heart on the Line was solid. It was a good song. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't download any of this album besides track one. So if y'all listening for me to say download it to any of this, I did not like this album. Like, and actually, I have the outro downloaded too. So the intro and the outro to this album, I have downloaded. I just didn't like this. I don't like it. Like, I'll listen again, you know, for the next song, or like when he does go into that secular world, I'll try to hear what that sound like, because I like his voice. He has a very strong voice. He does have a church voice, so I get the idea to go into gospel, but it's like, you could have just went into gospel, bro. Like, if you would have dropped this as a gospel album, I would have listened to it for a gospel album. Exactly. I listened to it when it said R&B for R&B. I'm not trying to be on the R&B vibes with God on my mind. Like, can't really blend those.
That's terrible. But that's so accurate, bro. I get it. terrible. But no, I completely agree, bro. I think it was really just mismarketed, maybe, might be the best way. And not that that's intentional or somebody's fault per se, but like you said, he could have just went gospel. If this was billed as a gospel album, I definitely would have had a different reaction to it.
Yeah. Sure. And, oh shit, backstory about that guy did. Shit, he made that song by himself and then took it to Khaled.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So like, even how that song was produced and everything, like, they turned that into a hip hop song. He just did that shit. So yeah, just a little backstory on that. I watched the interview on him, and he was talking about like he did that in his bedroom, basically the one that he stayed at the time, and he recorded it, and he was like, yeah, I did it. And he had did it over a sample and sent it to his manager to send to Khaled, and his manager called him back and was like, yeah, that's cool, it sounds good, but sing that, like, don't keep that sample on there. He redid it. Yeah, shit, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. That shit wild. So, like,
yeah.
Friday as a person, as an artist, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, it wasn't marketed to me as a gospel album, so I didn't really care for it. That's the only knock on it. Like, it's good music. It's quality music on here. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad album, but if you're looking for R&B, it's not that.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. I mean, I definitely saved a few songs. What's the total number that I saved?
Let's say it's about, how many songs is it? 14? You might have saved like 9.
I saved 8. I saved
there
8.
There we go. I was going to say 8 originally, but I was like, this nigga might go 9.
Nah, it was 8. It was a generous 8, respectfully. But it's 8, nonetheless. Because I don't think I expected to like 5 originally, but surprisingly, when it comes to you, surprisingly, I thought that was a vibe. So I saved it.
I thought it was going to be a vibe based off of the title. You know, I'm more of a like, all right, certain titles, like, all right, that's probably going to be, yeah, that's going to be decent. This was good. Like, this was straight. Like,
yeah, I guess definitely was surprised though. I liked You as well. I feel like it could go in a few different playlists for me, and I probably would maybe have a different reaction to it in a playlist and not in the midst of an album that sounds gospel. But that ended up being a save for me as well.
I like the feature on You.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I didn't like the single.
Don't Give It Away?
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I feel like Chris Brown has really been missing the mark a lot lately, but hey.
That's a completely different conversation.
That T-Grizzly song with him and Mariah the Scientist and Chris Brown, I like that shit. Not gonna lie.
I'm gonna have to go check that out. So ironically, though, I did not realize the next song would be like a outerlude, if you will, of the song before. I like that better. When that part came on, I was like, oh, this could have. This is fine. I could just take this part and be cool. So for that reason, I don't know why. I feel like I just liked it because it felt more croon-ish.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of got my attention. Yeah, that ended up being the save for me though. Essentially,
Don't Give It Away was part two is good. I could see it being the save. Like, I'm just, you know, how I felt about the album. That's the only reason I ain't downloading shit, honestly. No. Like, I'm like, if I went back through it and listened to it again, I probably could take some shit. But you know my beliefs about having to force yourself to listen to an album again and then download and shit. Oh, my bad. I should tell y'all my beliefs. I feel like if you have to fucking listen to an album or re-listen to a song a bunch of times in order to like it, or just be like, oh yeah, I see what people saying, you don't like that shit and you forcing yourself to like it. Like, it's okay not to like everything that everybody else likes. It's okay to be like, yeah, no, that's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, everybody ear is different. Everybody shit taste is different.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Facts. He's also thought like that since I've known him. So
yeah.
I like 3 a.m. in New York. Thought it was cool. Nothing special. I saved it. It's a time track though.
That was funny. it was just funny because I guess I, like, seeing the title, I expect a little bit more, like, Drake elements in that motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. But it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I like the interlude. The interlude. Yeah. I like it. I mean, these songs are likes in the sense of, like, okay, they weren't super, super gospel vibes. Or once I accepted that that was just how this album was gonna sound, I was like, okay, this is cool for what this is turning out to be.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the more soul leaned songs are the better songs, you know, compared to the gospel songs in the mindset of like an R&B album, I guess.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying or how I feel. So for Mercy and for Lost My Way, I think I didn't at that point in the album, I didn't expect to really like too much else, or I wasn't at least optimistic about it. I liked Mercy. I feel like I like the notes. This was a little while ago, but basically, I caught myself singing the hook. So because it felt a little catchy, I guess that ended up being a save. The same with Lost My Way, more catchy than expected. I guess that was kind of like the vibes as opposed to the gospel vibe, or Caribbean vibes, I should say that. So that ended up being, those both end up being saves for me. See, generous saves. But
Marcy, I wasn't really feeling like that. But Lost My Way is cool. And then we slide into 13. Yeah. Church on Sunday. It was cool. I kind of like the vibes on it, but yeah, I didn't download.
Yeah. I feel like it was forgettable. Like, it's cool, but I wouldn't think, I don't feel like that would be the song that would stand out to me at all. He has a speaking outro, so I guess it's just how you feel about downloading those. But
respectfully, 5. I wasn't gonna give it a letter.
Got you. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be generous, guess you could give it a 6 if you wanted to. But
I thought I was being generous with the 5 for real, because I'm like, shit, even I know you downloaded songs, but you downloaded songs for like for chance type shit. Like,
yeah.
So it's like I take that shit with a grain of salt, because I'm like, you got 8. Some of those is 4 chance. Some of those you might actually care for. All right, so we down to like probably 20-30%. So yeah, it's really like a 2-3 for real. I'm saying 5 though, because if you, like I said earlier, if you like just the soulfulness of this album, the gospel elements, if you like the idea and the way that he's going, you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave it a 5.
Honestly, though, a 5 makes sense, at least even for me, because 8 out of 14, that's a little bit over half. I don't know that exact math, but given that some of the songs are like 4 chance, we really looking at about 6 out of 14. So you around that 50%, give or take, anyway. I wouldn't really call this lackluster. And like you said, I don't dislike Friday as an artist. I just feel like this was kind of mismarketed and they should just maybe give him a different lane than R&B, or at least kind of promote the album for whatever it actually is type of deal.
Yeah, like what you said made sense. Like if they would have even, you know, presented this as like, gave us a little bit more Caribbean vibes, said this was a Caribbean album.
Yeah, well, there's that. Give it a listen. Maybe it's your vibe. Who knows? It's not bad music. Just depends on if you really know Friday, if you're a fan of Friday, and if you like this type of music, for real, for real. Yeah, but this next album, though.
Real R&B.
Facts. Yeah, Leon, man. It's been a minute since he's dropped a actual album. I think I know he had a couple smaller projects here and there, but yeah, was excited for
it. Do you count the first project?
You said what?
I said, do you count the first one? I think this is technically his first album.
That wouldn't surprise me if it's the debut studio.
Yeah, I think Genesis was a mixtape.
That would make sense, actually, given the time frame. But yeah, we could hop right into it, bro.
One, slow down.
Nice intro. Yeah, another really, really good intro track, or at least I enjoyed it. Don't know if it set the tone per se, because as y'all will see, the vibe, it's not all over the place, but it changes a little bit.
But shout out.
Yeah, good intro. I saved it.
It was a vibe, save for sure. I felt like it was a good intro. It transported you into the world that he was trying to, you know.
Yeah. Hey, man, I really liked X-Rated. I'm not going to lie, bro. That was a vibe, bro.
So, X-Rated, the vibe of X-Rated, cool. Whole song, I'm cool. Soon as Benny come on, that track too was, it wasn't a download for me. I like it, though. Like, I like everything except for Benny.
That's fair. That's valid. Blue Hundreds. I wanted to like this track. I wanted to. I didn't.
Off the name, I wanted to, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is a skip.
Yeah, it's a skip. Skip.
Love Jones.
That's... Hey.
Undeniable fire.
Download. My super God. Low.
No bullshit. Like,
yeah. Can't go wrong with Dollar Sign.
If y'all ain't heard Love Jones, go hear that motherfucker.
Ooh. Yeah. That's one of the ones.
And it's such a cheat code being signed to that nigga. Just being like, hey, bro, you know I'm the coldest writer out here, bro. Anything I bring you, shit is gonna go. Cause Leon is that nigga. If y'all don't know, Leon Thomas is that nigga. He write on Drake shit, he write on SZA shit, he write on other artist shit. Shit, he's also, you know, from Victorious. He's been doing music. He's also from August Rush, you know, Father, Here I Am. That's how I first was introduced to him, August Rush. As That's a little crazy. Boy, that shit was cold. But, yeah, that was just my little rant. But, Sneak, fire.
When they came back to back, I said, hey, yo, I said, this... was getting scary. It was getting scary for a minute.
Fire, download, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Okay, so how'd you feel about My Will?
It was relatable. It was good. I downloaded it. It wasn't as fire as the first two, but it was good.
So I didn't download it originally, but I liked it. I went back through my second listen. I won't say that it grew on me, but like I downloaded it. I guess it resonated a little bit more the second time because it's not a bad song whatsoever. I think it is one of those songs for me I had to hear a second time to kind of, I don't know what was different exactly, but I ended up downloading it the second time I went back.
The words hit different a second time.
Yeah. And, I mean, I feel like he was showing a lot of vocal ability on that track as well. It wasn't so much a vibe as much as he was like actually singing too. So I like that part of it.
I get that. Breaking Point, fire.
Save. Just save. Yeah. If y'all ain't heard Breaking Point, go do that. Y'all understand. It ain't really much to say.
Yeah, no, for sure. Crash and Burn. So I really like the production of Crash and Burn.
Okay.
Beats fire. I downloaded it for sure. Like, okay. But I can understand people not liking this one. So that, like,
because of the lyrics?
It's a little different, just a vibe.
It is a little different. I think it's a vibe to me. Like, it's
no, I fuck with it. I fuck with it. I ride around to it.
Yeah, facts. But like,
yeah, I just could see people like because of the rest of the vibe of the album. I could see my friends being like, "Damn, this hit, but this don't fit within the vibe." That's it.
I can see that. I can see that for sure. Yeah. Fade to Black ended up being a skip for me throughout the listen. It just kind of came and went. I don't feel like it was a bad song. It didn't stick out to me. Like, I feel like I was on to the next song and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I missed the joint for real.
I feel that. Fade to Black was a skip for me too. I heard it again and it's cool the second listener. I'm not going to download it off the second listener, but I could see motherfuckers liking it though.
That's fair. Socialite, decent track. I liked it. I think I was 50-50 on it the first listen. Did hear it again. Wasn't as strong as On My Will, but I don't think I downloaded it though. Like, I think Socialite, I liked it a little bit more, but I didn't download it.
Socialite, I downloaded. It's like, it's weird to say, but this was like a. It was like a Party Next Door project for me.
Like, that's what the song sounded like?
No, I'm about to explain. Okay. And what I mean by that is, like, I feel like Party Next Door drops good music, good albums. You'll always have the fire songs, and then you'll have those songs that you just like off his project that other people might not like, other people might not support, other people just might not see the heat behind it. I feel like this song could fit within that realm, and he also has other songs on here that's just like, all right, we got The Fire, we got Breaking Point, we got Love Jones, shit, somebody could throw Sneak in there, shit, Treasure in the Hills is in there, if y'all don't know, Treasure in the Hills definitely in there. But like, those are the hits, but shit, like a My Will, shit, a Crash and Burn, you know, those would just be like, oh, these are like my niche, like these, I like these, like, I'm gonna keep these for me, these my gems type shit off the album. That's all I meant by Party Next Door. You could take in any other artist and fill in that same point of reference type shit.
Okay, so cool. Socialite was a download for you. No, Treasure in the Hills. Fire.
Fire. Undeniable. Fire. Like, hey, everything about it. I got like a four-way tie for my favorite song for this project. It's Treasure in the Hills, Breaking Point, Love Jones, and Sneak.
Valid. Valid. They're all undeniable, bro. They're all undeniable.
Like,
yeah.
This is a fire project. Like, I know it's a shorter project, so motherfuckers really not gonna consider it for album of the year for R&B or R&B album of the year. We just went through this whole fucking album. What we say? Two songs we wasn't fucking with for real?
Yeah. Listen, we're gonna get to it. Okay.
Oh, my bad. I forgot to count 12. I guess 12 do count.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Yeah, do it count though?
Honestly, I don't like it.
Not more than the original.
Nah, I don't like it more than the original. And quality wise, it's trash. Victoria's verse was nice. Like, I just wish it was mixed better. That's what I mean by quality wise is trash.
It does sound a little bit different.
Yeah, it just sound like you clearly could tell they recorded this in two different places, but even his part don't sound as produced as the original. And it's just like, y'all didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. I can agree with that. So depending on if you want to count the last track or not, basically 11 tracks. On this album, I have 8 saved.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. So, if we don't count 12, I got eight. How you got eight? I thought you had. Oh, no, you don't have one of those downloaded. That's what it is. That's how we got the same. That's solid.
I mean,
Want to just stick with it? Eight.
yeah,
It's an eight.
I was, because at first I was gonna be like, eight low key is like the base. Like, I'm not gonna lie,
Low key is better than an eight,
it's like I could give it
but
an
I don't
8.5.
know. Yeah,
It's not
I'm
a
like
nine,
eight and a half. It's not a nine for sure.
eight and a half.
But damn, is we tough critic? Because this shit fire. We just said four undeniables. It's not a
So
nine. It's not a nine.
it's not a nine. Because what would make it a nine?
We had nine in a month.
I feel like if
If it was 10 tracks and we had 9 out of 10, it's a 9.
honestly, you know what? Honestly, bro, okay. We might be a little tough because consider this. It's 11. For real, it's 11 tracks
Yeah.
for real. Out of the three between the two of us, like that aren't saved, we didn't really say it was. I think the only song I truly maybe like didn't like just didn't care for was Blue Hunnids.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That was like the only song I just genuinely didn't care for. But like,
X-rated, I actually enjoy a little bit. I just don't like Benny's part. That's why I didn't download it.
so and like so Socialite, right? Like, I easily could have had that as a download, which would have made it nine. So
I have
honestly.
Socialite downloaded.
Right.
Fade to Black, I don't.
I don't have Fade to Black either. So it's only them two. So them the two that we like agree on that we don't have. So essentially, to combine, it's 9 out of 11.
We just stick away and a half, bro. It's tough.
It's tough. It's like I, based off of that logic, I want to give it a nine, but it's an 8.5 because it's like it's not flawless.
Yeah,
And it's like
that's just what.
that's only tough, and I don't want to get too far off, but what's the difference in a 9 and a 10 then at that point? Because is a 10 flawless?
I feel like a 10. Honestly, a 10 wouldn't even have to be flawless, which is crazy. It's gonna sound crazy. But if Beyonce dropped a Lemonade right now,
Right.
it's a 10. Now, we might not like every song off of that, but it's the whole you did. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get videos, we're gonna get it's gonna be a whole moment and shit like that. This album didn't stop anything. So,
Is that okay?
and right now it's not.
Okay.
We know Leon.
Yeah.
People know Leon. Like even outside of us, people know Leon. The world don't know Leon yet. So, and that may be, fucked up for me to judge him based off of other people and shit like that, but I'm trying not to be biased. So that's why I'm sticking with the eight and a half.
That's a really solid breakdown, bro. I can't argue that. It's tough because that feels unfair in the sense of he should really be known on a level to where this could have had a larger impact or been a bit of a bigger
Yeah.
moment. Because it's fire R&B. Like, it's
Fire.
R&B, it's alt R&B. Like, it's in that bag. It's not radio, but he just doesn't have the following for that not to matter in regards to people going and listening to the album. So if we adding in everything outside of the music, that altogether, it's hard to give it that nine, but it's worth
Yeah,
the
like
discussion.
he's bubbling. He's bubbling for sure. He's in that same realm as a Friday. You get what I'm saying? Fucked up to compare him to Friday because he's been here longer for sure. But both songwriters,
Yeah.
one's more credited, of course, Leon.
Right.
But when you got that view on you too, like niggas don't necessarily take you serious until you make them take you serious. This
Yeah.
could be definitely that statement for sure. But motherfuckers got to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. 8.5 though.
It's the highest
This is
ranked
a
album,
must
right?
listen to, huh?
It's the highest ranked album, right?
Yeah,
That we
it's
done
the
did?
highest ranked album, 8.5.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's that fire. Go listen.
No, nah, for sure. Out. Download sure. this motherfucker. Watch the videos. Shit, watch some interviews. Get familiar with Leon. He's here. He's been here. He's gonna be here. This nigga also wrote for Ariana Grande. Don't forget that. But
wrote a lot of Ariana Grande. For y'all Grande fans out there, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, we in this music bag real heavy, bro. They should have just saw the rapper tier joint. They gonna get this. We got that Drake joint coming up. Got the debut album joint coming up. More album reviews coming up. So the music bag gonna be heavy for a little minute.
For sure. We
getting into it.
We'll stop and check in, you know, on some regular shit too. Once in a while. It ain't all just music. We got y'all. It's been real. I ain't even got no rhyme for y'all this week. I got one for y'all next week though. Next week I will be back on the rhyming shit. I had one earlier, but you know, what's the point? So no, we'll catch y'all next week, man.
Peace.